Members of the public have been advised that this meeting was recorded for on-demand audio download via Moree Plain Shire Council's website, and a person's voice was recorded and broadcast via this means. In certain circumstances, this meeting may have been live-streamed for viewing, and a person's image and voice would be recorded and broadcast via this means. Any person who attended this meeting is deemed to have consented to their image and or voice being webcast. All speakers at the meeting have been advised that they should refrain from making any defamatory comments or releasing any personal information about other individuals without their consent. Council accepts no liability for any damage that may result from defamatory comments made by any person who attended this meeting. All liability will rest with the individual who made the comments. This meeting was not recorded by others unless the prior written consent of Council, in accordance with Council's Code of Meeting Practice, was obtained, as noted in these minutes. Any part of this meeting that was held in a closed session will not be recorded or accessible to members of the public. Please be advised that an audio recording of all Council and committee meetings is taken and placed on Council's website within 7 days of the meeting. Recordings will be available to any member of the public to access for a period of 12 months, at which point they will be destroyed. Webcasting of Council and committee meetings by way of audio recording is required to meet Council's obligations under the Local Government General Regulations 2005. No one is able to request alterations to the content of any recording. You should consult Council's policy on webcasting of Council and committee meetings for further information on this matter, or alternatively, refer to the signage displayed here. Emergency response and general housekeeping. In the event of an emergency, the only emergency exit for this floor is through the double doors at the back of the committee room. The staircase from the restaurant to Baylow Street is the only exit out of the building once through these doors. The Mac Centre Assembly Point is at the corner of Heber and Frome Streets, in front of the Art Gallery, unless notified differently from the Building Chief or Acting Chief Warden. There is a first aid kit located in the chambers and small basic first aid kits in each of the emergency response bags located in both rooms. If you use or take anything out of any of these kits outside of an evacuation, please notify your designated emergency warden as soon as possible. All doors and walkways are to be kept clear of any obstructions at all times. If the floor loses power, the emergency exit lights will be illuminated.
Beautiful. I open the meeting and I apologise for getting caught upstairs. Opening prayer. So let us pray for the health, well-being and security of our shire. Let us pray for the health and well-being and respect of the traditional owners of our land, past, present and of the future. Let us pray for the health, well-being and safety of our emergency and essential service providers. And let us pray for the health, well-being and wisdom of our medical and education providers. And let us pray for the health and well-being and give thanks to our families that support us in making honest and strong decisions for the benefit of all in our communities. Amen.
Amen.
Okie dokie. No apologies, everyone's here. Any leave of absence requests? More? There's two of them. There's leave of absence and there's leave of absence requests. Same deal, I suppose. Okay. Acceptance of late reports. We have two late reports being A and B.
So moved.
Three. Oh, sorry, and the pool committee one. A, B and C. So moved. Councillor Smith, second Councillor Ritchie. All those in favour, against, carried. Thank you very much. Adoption of minutes of the 22nd of April. So moved. Councillor Montgomery, seconded Councillor Smith. All those in favour, against, carried. Very good. Declarations of interest. Right, no interest. Public forum. I'd like to open the public forum and welcome all those people that have turned up today. And so close the public forum as there's no one turned up today and we'll move forward with report number one, the operational plan and budget. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Councillors, I'm very pleased to be presenting the third quarter operational plan and budget. Councillors, as you would recall, this matter has been presented to Council at our previous committee and also at our workshop this morning. Councillors, a number of the pleasing results reflected in the report with a very good cover photo, which is very, very valuable, with the Deputy Prime Minister, our local federal member, our Mayor and Deputy Mayor. Councillors, the occasion was for advisement to the executive that the road sustainability federal grant application was successful on that occasion, so it was marking of a very significant financial grant to council for the embellishment works at the special activation precinct area and the inland rail area. So well done to council and all staff. But back to the third quarter operational plan, councillors, as I indicated, some of the pleasing results, which we spoke about in detail at our workshop this morning, was an improvement to the bottom line, as second quarter reports indicated that the bottom line was of the general fund was struggling to maintain balance and was just showing a slight deficit. Pleased to say, councillors, that matter has now been addressed, and it is forecast that the budget will achieve a modest surplus in the order of $450,000, but that will need some ongoing reviews and also council's acceptance of the variations as per the recommendation before you now. Councillors, the other pleasing aspect of the operational plan assessment and measures that have been applied to our organisation is an improvement on the trend of project management and delivery of capital works. As I've indicated, I would like to see the organisation performing to a better standard, but we're certainly heading in the right direction. Happy to take questions, Madam Mayor. I'm very pleased to be presenting the operational plan and budget in a much improved position from our comparisons of this year and previous years.
Thank you very much. Mr. Rogers, any questions? And a very big thank you to the team that has worked very hard to put forward our delivery program and watch over our finances and... everything is difficult at the moment. We know we're short-staffed, and I think it's just wonderful that everybody's getting in and really having a go. Councillor Montgomery.
Madam Mayor, I think it should be noted that we've actually been through the quarterly reports. That is not a reflection of disinterest here, because there are no questions to Mr. Rogers. We've spent a considerable amount of time, in fact, going through that.
So could we
both in committees and workshops?
Absolutely. Yeah. So that we can.
So should we say that the third report on progress in implementing Moree Plains Shire Council's delivery program and operational plan be received for information after extensive workshopping?
Yes. Yes. And would I'll move that way.
Right. So.
Well, or the chairman might move that way.
I'd be happy to move we accept the report after 2 weeks of workshop on this issue. And I'd like to
2 weeks of extensive workshop.
Yeah. I'd also like to acknowledge the challenges we have where the continual flow of grant money for capital works ever expands our asset base, and we're now dealing with $14.5 million worth of depreciation that we have to find on our P&L that we have to cover. In order to cover that, we are then compelled to cut down other services and balance our books quite tightly. I congratulate the staff, Mr. Probert, Mr. Rogers, and the finance staff on getting us back in the black.
Okay, very
for
good.
This quarter.
Yep. So moved. Pardon me, Councillor Montgomery and seconded Councillor Smith. You happy to swap over? Okay. Sorry. So moved, Councillor Smith and seconded Councillor Montgomery. You wish to speak to it, Councillor Montgomery?
Well, I think I did, madam.
All right. Okay. All those in favour? Against, carried. Very good. Well done. Actions performed under delegated authority for the month of March.
Happy to take any questions.
One question.
Yep. Thank you.
There is a six-lot subdivision.
Boston Street.
Boston Street.
BCYC, the other side.
That's
there.
BCYC. Oh, yeah. Through Madam Mayor. That's a rearrangement of the boundaries to better align the uses of the sports facilities, BCYC, Council's car park, etc. So it's just that area in there.
Yeah, okay.
So it's a tidy up, effectively. Okay.
Further questions? Somebody like to move?
The village at Sullivan Avenue, do we get Section 94A from that development?
This is the workers' village?
Yes.
Harry we Sullivan would get the 1%, yes.
That's what I'm wondering. Because it does increase, it's only temporary, but it does increase our workload on our facilities.
Section 94A is not linked to increase in demand. It's effectively a standard figure we get for any development. But Section 94, or, you know, usually when we think about things like headworks charges, there's got to be an increase in actual demand on our facilities. Sometimes that is local, but that's outside the Section 94 framework, Councillor.
We missed out on the police station, but we haven't missed out on the temporary village.
It's private development. Mr. Tramby. There's the police station of state government development.
Very good. Further? Further questions? Somebody like to move it?
Moree Plain Shire Council, erection of temporary workers. Boundary Street. Moree Shire Council, installation of shipping containers for use as storage and toilet blocks.
That's the Ron Harborne
Oval. Nipple.
Oh, just while we're down there doing that.
Yes. And some of the user groups have wanted to install their own facilities in shipping containers, like canteens and so forth.
We have to have something lock up and mouse proof.
That's the one.
So moved. Councillor Ritchie, do we have a seconder, please? Councillor Castles, do you speak to it, Councillor Ritchie? A seconder, Councillor Castles, do you? Those in favour? Against, carried, very good. Nice that we're getting actions going. Yes, section development contribution for the traffic generating development.
Well, this is brought back to council following some concerns expressed by council regarding the matters for which contributions could be levied. So accordingly, what we've done is reconfigure that section of the exhibitor document. And I mentioned we did not get any submissions on that. And happy to take views of councils to whether revised wording is now considered more satisfactory.
Is everybody happy? Anybody like to move? So, Councillor Tram, you've got a question?
Does this cover portable distillate outlets, container tanks? Because people put their container tanks and sell diesel with a credit card and creates a lot of traffic off and off the main highway onto Shire roads. And I'm just wondering, does that constitute an increase of traffic on our roads? Normally they fuel up on the highway.
Through you, Madam Mayor. It's a matter of fact and degree, Councillor Tramby, in that we need to be able to demonstrate significant additional traffic that's causing increased maintenance obligations on our roads as a result of any particular development. So if it was a situation where significant additional traffic was being diverted onto a local road, then it's potentially able to be looked at under the policy. Though in practice, most fuel facilities are considered to rely on passing trade rather than being traffic generators in their own right.
They're not traffic generators.
No, generally considered to rely on passing vehicles that are already on the road network.
Well, it happens at Gurley because you've got the trucks come around the back and they've repaired it three times so far. And there's over shippers coming in there and everything, and it's cost council a lot of money. And there's no money generated locally. It doesn't create employment. It's just the money goes to Brisbane.
Unfortunately, through you, Madam Mayor, it's not a matter where we can levy retrospectively. It's got to be triggered by a development application. Where a development application comes forward for that type of facility and we've got evidence that it's producing a significant increase in impact on our roads, yes, it's potentially able to generate a levy.
So we can generate levies in the future?
Yep.
Very good. Anybody like to move?
I'll move. I'm happy with the wording there.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Seconded, Councillor Montgomery. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Smith?
No, it just it's addressed my concerns regarding rural industries.
As seconded, Councillor Montgomery. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good. Ms. Pickles, assignment of licence. This is the continuation of the formalities of the work done in the workshop this morning, or in committee this morning. So nothing has changed there. Does anybody have any issues wanting to change that around now that we're in formal council?
No.
Can I?
Yes. Yeah, Mr. Lawrence.
I should have mentioned that we have the consent of Mrs. Rosemary Shepherd, and we also have the consent of the Rural Fire Service.
That gives us even more oomph. Who moved it this morning? Can't remember. Somebody like to move it now? So moved, Councillor Montgomery. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Crawford, thank you. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Montgomery?
No, thank you, Madam.
Councillor Crawford is a seconder. Do you wish to speak? Any debate? All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good. Transfer 5 Wales Avenue. That's yours, Ms. Pickles.
Thank you, Councillors. We've been doing an audit and reviewing our surplus land once again, and during this we noted that there was a property that had been sold to Moray Plain Shire Council for the sale of land for unpaid rates back in 2007, and it appears that the transfer for that sale has never occurred, so it was still in the previous owners' names. We have contacted the previous owners. So this is a procedural report just to have the transfer of that property passed to council. Now, I'm hopeful that we can perhaps then speak to the Aboriginal sustainable housing people and potentially see if they're interested in this property once we have finalised the...
Once we have the right to sell it.
Yep, that's exactly right. Once it's in our name. Indeed.
Okay. Very good, thank you.
So it's procedural.
If somebody like to move that, please. So move, Councillor Castle's question.
This, I believe, was sold at auction, this property?
Yes.
Are you aware that at auction you are committed, if you put your hand up, you don't have, the agent can sign on your behalf. If you put a bid in at auction, at a public auction, you're deemed to have bought it, you don't have to sign a contract, the agent can do it for you. You can't get out of it. But we let them get out.
We just didn't finalise the transfer, so the property hasn't sold to our... It hasn't transferred into council's name.
Nobody's gotten out of
anything.
It was
sold at the time, is it?
Yeah, it was sold, but the paperwork hasn't been done. The council attends to the transfer.
Yes.
Mm. Right? That's what wasn't done. The legal procedure hadn't been followed through with the transfer.
Sorry, Councillor Tramby, you're referring to the fact that it was sold to someone else at the sale of unpaid rates option.
Yes.
That is correct.
And
however,
the purchase did not proceed despite efforts to follow up this matter.
We could not get the money out of them. And so we sued them and we tried and we could not get the money out of them.
Well,
and
I suggest you speak to your agent and tell him next time someone takes a bid at auction and it's knocked down to them, it's theirs, and it's his job to do the job.
And we had been liaising with our solicitors at the time, and ultimately council purchased the property, and it would have gone through council because, as you're aware, we cannot acquire land without a council resolution. So back in 2007, the council then acquired the property, but we didn't ever affect the transfer. So we've been paying rates on it and we've been maintaining that block for all these years.
Okay.
Paying rates to ourselves on it?
Yeah, as we always do.
Okay, so we have a move, Councillor Castles, and we have a seconder.
Yes.
Councillor Crawford, thank you that this transfer be completed. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Thank you very much. Number 6 is the registering of easements, sale of council land for Wilga Place. Any questions? Mr. Witherby?
Yes. Number 6. Mentioned, Council, that this matter came before Council regarding an offer for purchase of the land. And a condition that Council sought at that time was to...
Close.
require road access through from Teachery Place to Wilga Place. We've since been advised by the purchaser that that's not something they're able to do. They don't have legal control of the land that would be necessary to get through to Teachery Place. They've requested that council give consideration to varying that condition of sale. And they have indicated they would like to proceed and would pay the costs of the easement registration that is the subject of this report. The proposal at this stage is a straightforward two-lot subdivision with all access directly from Wilga Place, no cul-de-sac.
Oh, this is the bloke from the rail.
Philip Hannah.
So that's a good result?
So yeah, I think. Sticking with the money. Still pays the same money.
Happy to move, Madam Mayor.
So happy to move. Thank you, Councillor Smith. Do we have a seconder? Anybody?
Yeah.
Yep. Councillor Montgomery, thank you. Do you wish to speak to it, Councillor Smith?
Mr. Hannah has a major investment in Maureen. I think it's good that he's now being proactive in the social justice side of Maureen as well. So, supporting.
Thank you. As seconder, Councillor Montgomery.
Look, I'd be quite pleased to see this with success. I think my understanding is that they're going to lose money on the initial, but maybe it'll develop into something that's much more likely to make money.
Very good.
Good.
Okay, any debate? All those in favour? Against? Carried? Very good. We'll go on to our late reports before we go into closed council. So report A is membership of the Murray-Darling Association. We have before rejected this membership and they have tried to get us to join up again, and I'm happy to move that we don't.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You happy to second it, Councillor Castle?
Yes.
A little squeak from down the end there?
Yeah. Wrong, we have got nothing out of funding, have we?
Nothing.
Wonder why, because we weren't there in the tent to argue for it. So.
No, not this is the Murray-Darling Association. It's not the Murray-Darling Authority. It's a different ball game. This is a...
Killer.
So I'm happy to move that we're no longer members. And you're happy to second that, Councillor Castles? Any debate? All those in favour? Against? Carried? Very good. Report number B is Local Government New South Wales membership. Mr Rogers?
Oh, thank you, Madam Mayor. The membership for local government invoice has been raised and sent to council. My view is there are some substantive advantages in continuing to be members of local government New South Wales, and councillors. Local Government New South Wales are recently taken credit for lobbying for superannuation to be paid for councillors into the next financial year as well. We do get valuable advice from the executive of the association, and in addition, during the COVID lockdown, I would pay tribute to the hard work that was done by our Government New South Wales in developing the Splitter Award, which was advantageous to the ability for council to have some discretion over the workforce, and in particular the employment situation at the MAC for the MAC board as well. So there are substantive operational advantages in retaining membership for local Government New South Wales, and I would recommend that we continue to do so.
Thank you. Do we have a move? So move. Councillor Montgomery, seconded. Councillor Castles.
Yes.
Any debate?
I will speak, in fact, Madam Mayor. It's important that Councillor Tranby said you've got to be in the tent. In these circumstances, we need to have them working on our behalf with the unions, with the award negotiations, with people that we can trust who are on our side. I think we've seen with the Local Government New South Wales representative on the Asbestos Task Force, who I think we all agree has done a sterling job in trying to put our case belatedly finding us some movement on the burnt out houses and dilapidated buildings. And there's so much more that the President and her team do, and I think we should continue to be an active member in that association.
Thank you, Councillor Montgomery. As seconder, Councillor Castles?
Actually, yeah, we'll say something about young Linda. She's a wonderful person. I heard her on the other night on telly, and she said the only form of government is local government. They work the hardest for their communities. They get more done for their communities than state and federal, so absolutely it's a no-brainer.
She's been a breath of fresh air.
She has.
All those in favour? Against? Carried? Very good. That one's unanimous. And we will then move into... No, we've got number C. Yes, sorry, we got that up there, the committee one, report number C. It's all right. It's all right, I was going to jump. Here we go, late report. So... This part of it isn't confidential.
No.
I don't believe. So do you want to just... Yeah, thanks, Dean. Just remove confidential.
And this matter was brought forward, Madam Mayor, as you would recall, as a matter of urgency from the committee meeting of today's day.
Yep. So do you wish to revisit it all?
No.
Who would like to move it, please?
You're more beautiful than me.
I moved it this morning, so I'll move it again now, if you like. So who wants to see Councillor Castles? Yes, look, this is a great project. We're going to move forward, we're going to do things right, and we're going to have a wonderful pool at the end of the time frame. It may take a while, but we will get there. The seconder, Councillor Castles?
No-brainer.
All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good.
Thank you and congratulations to Council in taking this momentous step forward, and we will now liaise with Tourism and MAC to start creating some positive media to raise the awareness of the community.
And may I add to that that we get a picture of the plans, because pictures with the amendments to them, which will be good. Very good. Thank you very much. So now we'd like to move into confidential, Councillor, if somebody would like to move. So,
well, just before we do, yes, I have noted, Madam Mayor, that one of the confidential reports concerns the Moree Golf Club, and I am a social member there, not on the executive, but I just have that note.
Noted, yep, no worries.
And I'm the same.
Social member?
Social member, yeah.
Okay. I couldn't be a playing member because I'm not.
Neither of you are on the executive. So if you could just note social membership, thank you. Ms. Murray, somebody would like to move that we go into closed council. So move. Councillor Ritchie, who's seconded. Councillor Crawford, all those in favour? Against? Carry. Very good. We do, but we've got to wait. We're up. So somebody like to move that we go out of closed council, please. Yes, so moved, Councillor Smith, and seconded, Councillor Crawford. All those in favour? Against? Carried. Very good. Mr. Rogers, if you would kindly read the recommendations coming out of closed council, please.
Holy crap.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Report number 7, that the Moree Shire Council entering a licence agreement with Eastern Australian Airlines / Qantas for counter space at the Moree Airport for the term of the air route licence. Point 2, that the General Manager be given delegated authority to negotiate the licence fee for counter space outside the prescribed in Council's fees and charges for the 2020-2021 year. Point 3, that the landing fee proposed for Eastern Australian Airlines / Qantaslink, as detailed in the report, be endorsed. General Manager be given delegated authority to negotiate the licence fee for the counter space outside of that prescribed in Council's fees and charges for the 2021-2022 year. Report number 8, the Council approved the sale of Lot 10 DP1074025, known as 10 Mackenzie Street, Moree, New South Wales 2400, to the Moree Golf Club Limited for an amount as determined by the registered valuer, and that all documents associated with this sale be executed under Council seal. Point 2, that the General Manager, pursuant to Section 377 of the Local Government Act 1993, be given delegated authority to negotiate the sale of the price with the Moree Golf Club Limited, and that funds from the sale of the property be placed in the real property reserve. Report number 9, that Council endorse the second favoured contract to the form contract number RFT19-08. Delegates the General Manager A, that termination of the existing contractor, and B, signing of a contract with an alternative provider. Thank you, Madam Mayor.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Lawrenceman. Thank you, Bill Boys.
We're done.
Done good.
That's a